Hello and welcome to our second podcast. This week we are going to be looking at
farming techniques and how people settled on the plains.
So when we're looking at farming techniques, we've got to look at who first went to settle onto the plains, and these were the homesteaders. Travell, who were the homesteaders?
Homesteaders were people from the east who settled on the plains. Part of the Homestead Act in 1862, it was $10 to register for 160 acres of land.
So this meant that lots of people took the initiative and went west. They could be young, you had to be over 21, you could be single. It didn't matter who you were, as long as you were up for a challenge and to try and farm as much as you could. So when they first went to the plains, it was really difficult. The conditions were absolutely rubbish. Things didn't grow very well at all. That's because of how bad the weather was, because it was dry, because it was either very, very hot or very, very cold. So to be a homesteader was really hard. Why was it so hard, AJ?
Because of the weather and the ground to plant in, it would be hard for you to grow crops. So you would have to have certain techniques.
Okay, so to begin with, they didn't do very well at all. And in fact, loads of the homesteaders just jacked it in and went home. But to begin with, they had new techniques that came along in the 1850s. The first thing that came along in the 1850s was the
self-governing windmill steel blades.
So steel blades came later. So to begin with, in 1854, it was made of wood. And what it did is it tried to get wind to get water, which was under the ground. You needed water because otherwise the crops would die. Another thing that happened is they introduced a new crop. The new crop was called the turkey red wheat. And this crop meant that it could just
grow on the plains.
It just grew on the plains because it was really hard and it had come over from Russia. The other thing that they brought over to begin with was a sulky plough. What was a sulky plough?
It was a type of wagon that just dropped all the seeds so you wouldn't have to do it by hand no more.
Yeah, so they've just developed the techniques. However, the greater techniques in farming came later on after the Industrial Revolution, because instead of everything being made of wood, it could all now be made of
steel.
And this basically meant that things lasted longer. So instead of having a wooden windmill that wasn't good, it was now made of
steel,
which meant that they could get more water from underground. And also it didn't
break, and it only needed oiling once a year.
Absolutely it did. And on top of that, because of we've got ranchers, we've got more homesteaders, we've got a big problem with people trying to rustle cattle. So what helped stop that?
The barbed wire.
Yeah.
To keep all the animals out so your crops wouldn't get damaged by cows going past.
Absolutely. Barbed wire is a fantastic invention because it was cheap, it was easier to fix some fences, and because of the Industrial Revolution, they could even coat it so it didn't rust as much. So by the 1880s, really, being a homesteader was a lot easier. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Tune in for our next podcast, where we're going to leave the American West and instead
we're going to do medicine. Get me, miss.
And we're going to learn all about
Galen and Hippocrates.
Or Hippocrates.